Simon Shin Zayin Sif Dal. The Mechaber says you allow give money to a guy before Shabbos to buy something for you. You know he's probably going to do it for you on Shabbos, as long as you don't tell him clearly to do it on Shabbos. The same thing the Gemara adds, you can give clothing or other items to a guy to sell on your behalf, as long as you don't tell him to sell it on Shabbos. Even though you know the chances are he'll do it on Shabbos, it's fine, as long as you not tell him clearly to do it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains, we're discussing case where there's katzis le'ischar. Like we had previously, in the beginning of Shabbos, Simon Reish Mem Hei, that as long as you clearly gave him a certain amount that you're paying him for doing this transaction on your behalf, now it's called he's doing on behalf of himself, not on your behalf, and therefore as long as you're in Machavanet Lahedia for Shabbos, it's fine, it's not a problem. However, says Mishnah Berurah, that if the marketplace is only open on Shabbos, it's not open any other place, from small towns, the market was only open on Shabbos, then it was clear that you want to do it for your Dafka on Shabbos, so then it's a problem. It's as if you told him to do it clearly on Shabbos, there's no other option when you can do it. And even if you tell him and give him instructions on Sunday, it's not good, because it's as if you told him clearly to do it on Shabbos. However, if there is an option to buy or sell on a different day of the week, even though the primary day at the market is always on Shabbos, but there is a little bit of an option on other days, then it's fine as long as you don't tell him affairs to do on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says also, B'shem da'achrenim, that if you tell him that I have to go somewhere right after Shabbos, please get it done for me, even though you did not tell him affairs to do on Shabbos, that's considered as if you told him to do it affairs on Shabbos, since he's trapped, he has to do it for you on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says, B'shem da'taz, that which they are matter for you, if he didn't tell him affairs to do it for you on Shabbos, still, you cannot be nene from what he did for you on Shabbos. If he bought something for you on Shabbos, even though it's a case where it's mutter, did not tell him explicitly to do it on Shabbos, and it was possible for him to do it before Shabbos, lemais, if it did it on Shabbos, you cannot be nene from the malach on Shabbos, because they're probably nene for the good deal on your behalf on Shabbos. However, the other chrem, the rabba, and Tais Shabbos, they argue on this, and the Sharatzian, it brings down different svaras where the meko. One svar is because the guy did not do malacha for you, it just did kinyan and machir, purchase on your behalf. There's no malacha to say there's an issue of being nene from the gufa malacha. The Ramah says, somebody hired a guy to transfer your schara, your merchandise from one place to the other, and the guy comes and takes it out of your house on Shabbos, even if you did not tell him a fish to do on Shabbos, he took it from your house on Shabbos, the Beis Din would punish you for doing that. Mishnah Berurah says they would punish you financially or even give malchus if you didn't have money to get canceled that way. Unless it was an honest mistake in halacha and you thought that it's fine and that it's mutter, then they did not punish you and they would trust you to say it was a shagig. If the guy took it out of your house before Shabbos, that's fine. He's going to be traveling out of the tchum with the stuff on Shabbos, it's fine. Since you made a schar, you made the exact amount you're paying him for the work, it's a diet and a shake of it like we had previously in the game of the Sif. Sifay is something that's not also the Raisa, but rather it's only also the Rabbanan, it's a Shvus. You allow to a guy to do it on Shabbos with Malka Mitzvah, Shvus to Shvus, Mutter Malka Mitzvah, or Mixus Chayli. If someone's really a Chayla, then you could tell a guy to Malacha the Raisa on his behalf, or sometimes even a Yid could do a Shvus on his behalf, like a Malacha the Shinoi. Here we're talking about someone who's just a little bit of a Chayla, Mixus Chayli, so you cannot do anything yourself that's a Malacha on his behalf. There's even Isser Afua for Yid to do things for himself or for another Yid on Shabbos, who's only Mixus Chayli. Nor can you tell a guy to Malacha the Raisa on his behalf. However, a Shvus to Shvus, to tell a guy to Malacha the Rabban on behalf of someone who has a Mixus Chayli, a little bit of an illness, that's okay. So, if it's a Malka Mitzvah, a Malka Mitzvah Chayli, a Shvus to Shvus is Mutter. Other case, the Machaber says, if it's Tzarech Dov, it's Tzarech Habit, very important. Also, Shvus to Shvus will be Mutter. Mishnah Berurah brings to the Magen Avraham, that only if it's a big hefset, it will be a big loss otherwise, and he can make a Shvus to Shvus, consider a big Tzarech. The other Rabbah is not even happy with that. Now, the Machaber says, Yesh Oysim are those who Aser, a Shvus to Shvus, the Malka Mitzvah. And the Ramah says, however, in other places, the Mechaber passes the Hakel, and the Ramah says that even those who are Meiko to Amir La'aka Malacha Dereis and Malacha Mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah reminds us that we don't pass like that. The Ramah himself says, it's a Rishon Ivov not to pass like that. It's a Das Yochid, connected the Rif of the Rosh and the Rambam. However, that much, yeah, that the Ramah has made clear that the accepted Pesach is the Shvus to Shvus, Malacha Mitzvah is Mutter. Amir La'aka Mitzvah is not Mutter Malacha Mitzvah, generally. But Shvus to Shvus, Malacha Mitzvah is Mutter. Mishnah Berurah says, your mind is not trying Madam Milsa Lamosa, because we see that by Mila, except the psak is the Chazar not matar mila akam adaraisa, whereas to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, the word matar mila akam adaraisa according to many Rishonim. So you can't make your own decisions about this. Don't try to make your own comparisons and your own decision. This is the halacha that is. A shvus to shvus, malka mitzvah is mutar, malka mitzvah is chayli. And there's certain rare cases where Chazar matar mila akam anam alach adaraisa, malka mitzvah, or something like that. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings a shalom achrenim. Can you tell one guy, you tell a different guy, do malacha for you? That's Machlekes Achrenim. The Baal HaAvayas HaGashuni is the Reb Gershon. He's Machmer on that. Chavaz Yair is Mitzayat Yimeko on that. And for sure, to do Amir La'Amir, tell a guy to tell another guy to do a Durabonim for you, that's even more Malkum Hakel. And the Sefer Chaim says, Malkum Hefzegalduk, Misayim Malkum Akilim, even do Amir La'Amir, one guy to another guy, tell another guy to do it for you, even Malkum Raisa. Mishmur reminds you that, however, you cannot be Nana from the Guf of Malach on Shabbos, since it was done on behalf of Yid. You can't be Nana from it on Shabbos, just the Amira. There's a Malkum Timeko on Amira, La'Amira, telling one guy to a different guy to do a Malach for you, the Raisa, and Kabbalah Chaimer, always telling him to do for you, is a Durabonim.